to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this 23rd day of April 2007. It is a Monday. It is the 23rd, and the truck out rally is the rally that didn't truck out. Sitting here riding shotgun with me today is Mr. Michael Herzog.
Do you think it'll truck out tomorrow or Wednesday, John? I don't know. Maybe something will happen.
Well, I know I'm not going to be down at the nation, or yeah, I keep saying nation's capital. I'm not going to be down here at the state capital tomorrow because, quite frankly, I don't think this is Kansas anymore, Toto. We're going to have tornadoes tomorrow and probably Wednesday. Yeah. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of people out on the streets, at least here in Texas tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. Bill in Texas. Hello, Bill. Bill, you there?
I was thinking that lady that you were talking about impeaching Mr. Bush.
Yes.
What's the idea? What we do? You get Hillary, and what do you swap the devil for the witch, huh?
Well, and I'm not ready to throw this country to the cast iron bitch myself. I don't know about you, but if you want to talk about, you know, Dax called in here from Texas, and he's talking about communism and people that have been carrying the pail of water for the Marxist. You know, I can see no finer example than her.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, the solution here is not going to be political from the top down. The solution, if it's going to be political at all, is going to be from the bottom up. And we'd better take our counties and our state back. And I don't care what these clowns do in Washington, D.C., because guess what? There's 50 states and there's only one Washington District of Criminals.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, so, you know, I don't care if it's the second American Revolution, the South was right and it's going to rise again. I don't care how the job gets done. I want my Constitution back. I want my federal Constitution and the feds in Washington, D.C. paying attention to that. But more importantly, I want the state's Constitution back in full force and effect. And I want the states to start asserting its rights and tell the Fed, take a hike. Get out of my damn state.
That's right. What you're doing, I know you're taking a lot of flack for what you've been warning people, but that's, did you know that's biblical? You're the watchman on the wall telling people, look, we got a danger coming, get yourself prepared, and if they don't listen to you, that's their problem. If you don't tell them, their blood be on your head. But it's this propensity of human nature. I don't understand it myself. You can warn people that, just like Winston Churchill would try to warn the people of England that this Hitler is dangerous. Oh, Winston, you're an old woman.
Hey, Bill. Bill, I remember how many years ago was it? The guy, what was his name? Noah? He was building an ark, and he kept telling him,
"It's going to be a flood. You better get ready."
Yeah. And what did they do? Oh, they threw parties, built bonfires, and sat there and jeered at the guy.
Oh yeah,
but they all drowned, didn't they?
It sounds like human nature's gone on for a long time, Bill.
Well, you know, it's really. You ought to read some of Winston's toy. He says people don't says what's that old thing about what we learn from history is that we do not learn from history, and he harped on that great. If it hadn't Winston Churchill, a lot of Englishmen might be speaking German today.
All right, hey Bill, thanks for your call.
Okay, hey, listen, yes. I've got one more thing to tell you about when you speak, it's an old Turkish proverb. You speak the truth, make sure you've got one in the stirrup, fast horse.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call. I've got to go to a break here in about 30 seconds. Vicki, Bill, Robert, Ron, and others, all your calls, 800-313-9443. The Great America Truckout Rally didn't exactly get off down the road as scheduled. I'm going to get Wanda back here, hopefully, on this hour. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, after they see the May 1st celebrations of all the vehicles in the streets and they see thousands of the Mexican trucks pulling through the border and onto the roads of America, maybe we need to do this again when it's fresh in their minds. I don't know.
Should probably videotape the real flags.
I found a company online, and they had this unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the crystal lamp only purified indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered the Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning worked wonderfully and was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedy, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-I Wellness.com. Call 312-24270. 312-24710.
Hi, Steve at Fearless Tech Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategy to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. By the way, your strategies do nothing in pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt eliminations if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genie truly are, call 800-09-5633. On the web, mydreampath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our probes, you know, herbs like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a month later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems, circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. Toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, when you did your show today, I called Michael Herzog before he got on air today, and I said, we only got a couple of people down here in Austin in front of the state capitol. He got here, a few people showed up down there. One of the guys was on the Texas Workforce Commission. He was on his lunch break just to go down and shake our hands and thank us for what we're doing. So you got a couple of friends there in Austin.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah,
it's better than being friendless. You know what this reminds me of? You know what? Seriously, you know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
If you ever planned party and had
somebody came, hey, yeah,
and you were standing around, going, oh gosh, that feels
the same
like
sort of apprehension.
And
up to this for over 3 weeks, and I'm on to Piety and Frosty Woodridge and yourself and Sandra and Christine and I, and many people across the nation. Charles, I mean, Jim Robinson and his wife. Okay, people were out doing it because they're patriots.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
But thank profusely for being down there and doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Remember the Mexican guy that I talked to in the lineup down there at the truck stop?
Mm-hmm.
And there was an older couple. And the guy is a legal alien. He's legal. He's in the country legally.
Right.
And he says, I'm in support of this. He says, because I know what's going to happen. They're going to take jobs that I'm getting a decent one for right now. They're going to take over jobs, and there's not going to be any more decent wage.
Right, and what they don't realize, John, is that, look, you know, it's NAFTA, okay, since, what is it, 92? 5% of the manufacturing in this country. This is about the final straw. This is the last ditch effort to get down. And if it doesn't happen now, it's pretty much, you know, over.
Well, we've been saying that for how many years?
Quite a while.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. Vicki in Tennessee. Hello, Vicki.
Hello, John and Michael.
Hello.
Coming from a military family, I was born and raised in the Air Force, been to the Army, went through the Vietnam era. My dad went about 8 times, my husband. While we were in Anchorage, I was a kid, and my dad taught. It was an old dog that sat outside the office, slept with one eye open. There was this little chihuahua-type dog that would come up and agitate this dog, and he just lay there and watch. Started getting his food. You get a little nibble every now and then. The dog just lay there and watch. Do you know that little Wawa got brave, walked right up to that big dog's face and started eating food. And that one night, a dog sleeping with one eye, got it. He took all he could take. And you know what? Truckers, my husband just retired about 3 weeks ago being a truck driver. He drove 25 years. And he said, they probably ain't going to do nothing right now. I was telling about all this. He said, but you remember that dog you told me about in Turkey? He said, you watch the truckers. They're not. He said, they're taking it all in. He said, only takes much. When push comes to shove, he said, they'll let loose. And I believe it.
I hope your husband is correct.
And the men too. And my daddy just passed away last Wednesday. We put him to rest Saturday. And sure. He used to tell me, Vicky, he'd give up on military men or the truckers. I said, Daddy, I'm not, because I know him. So don't give up on him yet.
Well, he sounds like your daddy was a good man. Sorry to hear about his passing, ma'am.
Well, he was. And I have faith in these men. I think they're using a lot of wisdom.
Gives us something positive to think about.
Yes, they're doing the situation now. They're thinking, and they'll work together. When it's time, and the time is right, they'll do it, and you'll see them.
Time is very close. That time is very close.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But give up on them.
All right, Vicky.
I have all the world in them.
The message is heard loud and clear. I thank you for your call.
And more things.
Yes.
You're going to have some that are going to sit down and just up. Have some tucked and run. But the men will step to the plate. And you'll know it.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
All right.
Appreciate your call.
The men, how many of them are there? That's a question.
I have seen, and I hate to say this, I have seen more women in this country that display more testosterone and, you know, the backbone than a lot of men have.
And I was just about ready to say the same thing. I look at Wanda Piety and what she's been, you know, these people that I hear all the time, well, I'm one person, I can't do anything. Wanda Piety's one person, and she's a woman, and look what she did.
Yeah.
Look what at least she tried to do, and she gave it her all, and I commend her for that.
Yeah. And I'm going to encourage her, we need to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the attitude is going to change.
Oh, without a doubt, John.
I think it's going to change. It had been the right idea at the wrong time.
So it's a seed that had been planted.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they have heard about it. They have been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to truckers, and they've been telling me, yeah, the Channel 19, they've been lit up about it, talking about it.
You know what I think is going to happen? When I spent my short stint as a North American truck hauler, 2 months only, okay? Those Channel 19 on that TV lights up like a candle all across the nation with thousands of truckers. The seed's been planted. When all these thousands of Mexican trucks come over here, okay, and they see the result of what's going to happen, they may just take action. And then the other caller, Vicky, was it? Or was it Carol? There may be enough men that stand up. And then watch out. The doo-doo will hit the fan.
Well, I just hope that it doesn't come down to the point where drastic action doesn't have to be taken. See, and this is what, and Michael, this is what I think a lot of people are not understanding, that we don't necessarily have to go to the cartridge box. Not yet.
No, I agree.
In defense of our lives and property. Because we are, no man or woman in the country, an American, is an island on themselves. Okay, I'm not interested in seeing little enclaves of, you know, Americans being cornered and boxed in. I want the whole enchilada. I want my entire country back. I want it back on a constitutional basis. I want the public, not the democracy. I want the criminals out of government.
Right. Something has to happen, John, and this may very well be it. Something has to happen. Get this administration's attention, okay? Because they're running roughshod right now.
They already know. Oh, my gosh. If the news is, Michael, we're actually reporting on who's been going after George Bush, and keep playing it for political angle. It's almost like they become the political, cheerleading team. You know, it's always about politics. It's always a Democrat. It's always a Republican. It's about what this guy says and what the counters.
A little entertainment.
Look at the infotainment interspersed in there.
Mm-hmm.
But when they stop the political game and boil this down to, no, this ain't a democracy, this is a republic, and who's standing for the Constitution, and wait a minute, what are you doing? Only then is the news media going to be effective once more again in this country. But we know that's not going to happen because If you're going to take over, the first thing you do is get their access of communication. And they have.
And they have, yes.
That's what we're doing today. We're doing.
Exactly.
Because there's not people on AM and FM all across this country saying the same thing.
But, John, on that thought, you know, think about this for a minute. Talk about the media and they've got control of the media. What do we have left? We've got the internet left. And we need to use it as our best tool. Okay? And just like I mentioned the other day, this gas out. Don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. All right? And the internet. Send it out to you. No, don't buy any gas at Exxon. Well, hey, you know what? If we try it, it won't work. But if we do try it, even if it works a little bit, may get their attention. I don't know. Okay? But the only viable vehicle for mass media we have at our avail that isn't out.
I'm sorry. I thought I had Republic Broadcasting Network.
What are you talking about?
You keep saying internet.
The internet.
Yeah. You keep saying internet.
Yes.
We're radio. I'm not an IP company.
No. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Okay, I'm just talking about an email that I sent out to
all of my
listeners.
I was a little confused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, if that was the case, I'd just run an internet radio network, and I could do this for, geez.
All right, everybody write an email to republicbroadcasting.org, okay, and I'll respond.
Bill Adams in Alaska. Hello, Bill Adams in Alaska.
Hello, Brother Stad Miller.
How are you doing today? Well, it's cloudy down here in Texas. It ain't looking real good, but how's it your day?
It's beautiful up here in Alaska. The only bad thing about today has been the news I've heard on RB about this trucker boycott. And I got to tell you, as much as it saddens me and disappoints, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, I've used those exact words earlier today.
Well, I wrote an article probably 2 or 3 months ago, and I never did put it up there because the name of the article was America, You Don't Deserve to Live in a Free Country. So you can tell what kind of day I was having the day I wrote that. I was just looking at Ralph's website here, and one of the first things he's got on here I'd like to read, it was written by my Uncle Sam Adams back in the day. It says, if you love wealth better than tranquility, than liberty, the tranquility of two better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel or arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you. And made posterity forget you were a man. And that's just exactly how I feel. Not, you know, and I'm not just heaping it on the truckers. It's not truckers. It's almost everybody. One of the things that I read in the article was to become a nation of lazy, self-centered cowards, you know, who won't even pick a telephone and call a politician, you know, a local congressman, whatever. Much less get out in the streets. Much less get out there and really force hand. And, you know, it's so disappointing. Anyway, I had one other thing.
Yeah, just hang on a second. We got to take the break. Yvonne, Mark Brooks, Robert, call us. We'll get to you, 800-313-9443. We'll do all that after this short. Stay tuned. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or Stoves and More want to help give you the freedom from systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They are large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 1,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, products for you from stoves to stabilizers and 12 and 24 volt duration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparation. To the first MP to purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cooks. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering beautiful salt. According to the company, they said that the salt cramps gently pure indoor air. I was so amazed. Put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect night. Like both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. It would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. The service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Bannister, a special aid criminal investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Jobster a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several dates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.freenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. Website is www.livefreenow.org.
Are back. Go ahead, Bill Adams.
John, your bumper music scared me. I thought Robbie Noel was coming up.
He'll be up in 27 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
No, 37.
One of the things that drives me crazy, I'm a real guy. I go back to the anti-Vietnam days, and it seemed to me that a couple things really set movement around, and one of them was Kent State, and the other one was the Democratic National Convention when Dale turned his Gestapo loose. And I really fire under folks, and I'm not sure, you know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and I've been racking my brain for I don't know how long, trying to figure out we've got to come up with an incident, we've got to come up with something to turn people around on the issue, but for the life of me, I cannot figure out what it's going to take. You know, I don't know if it was Waco that, numbed everybody down, what it was, but it seems to me that we've got... You know, we've got to have something. I mean, you were right. You know, I was listening to you a minute ago. You know, it's going to take something. God knows what it is. You know, I don't. But we've got to have something to light a fire on these people and get them, get them off their blood assurance here.
All right, Bill, I appreciate your call.
Okay, thanks, John. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Ron sure. In New Jersey. Hello, Ron.
Yes, hello, Joe, Michael.
Howdy.
I'm just calling in basically to talk about the black man's country, me being one, me being a patriot, loving this country with all my heart and soul, would die for you, who have been a message, because you're one of God's people, not because of color or anything, because God's made man in image. Mr. Dax seems to think that's a race war. He doesn't understand it. It's them, the establishment, who are making him believe that that's what they want you to do. They want you to have a race with Dax so you can kill the rest of the white people.
Divide and conquer. That's what it is.
And remember this. It's not the black people or the Indian people or the Mexicans that are bringing this thing on. The white man in this country and the rest of us. It's other men who are in vestiges of power. We got to remember that. It's not coming from me. I love country, okay, but it's from the powers to be. And I know 90% of those are white men, but that doesn't make a difference because, as far as I'm concerned, they're either evil or they're good.
And Ron, something else has bothered me, and I'm sure you can probably see this probably than I can. You have seen the leadership that's cropped up supposedly representing the black people in this country, and
no.
What have we seen?
We've seen junk. We've seen Martin Lucifer King. We've seen Jesse the Hitman Jackson. I mean, these cats, they don't represent me.
I'll climb in a foxhole with Ron any day of the week.
My father even represents me. They don't resent me. Okay? And I don't know. I don't put any man as a representative position me. I mean, I voted for Bush the first time around because I thought man of God. Okay? I went against my whole Democratic upbringing. Which now I know is a bunch of bull crap anyway.
Right.
Both are Republicans, Democrats, whatever.
See,
now I know the truth.
But Ron, see, that's what they play against each other.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And until the country wakes up and sees the picture and sees not me against you, John, or me against a Mexican guy, or me against somebody else. It's us against evil. It's good against evil. And that's what it boils down to. People want to believe on the Lord, believe on Jesus Christ. That's their business.
That's right.
But what it comes down to is good and evil. And you're either on one side or the other. And that's, you know, that's my whole thing.
All right, Ron.
Amen.
I appreciate you all, and I'll tell you what, my friend, if we do get in a shooting war and we're in the same foxhole, we're sharing everything that I have or you have.
Absolutely.
Because we're in the common cause here.
I'll be right with you, Ron.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bless.
I appreciate you all. Let the people speak.
Couldn't say it better.
Telling you. Yvonne in Arizona. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had something to throw out for you guys to mull on. I was told back in 89 that this invasion was going to happen. Acquaintance of mine who lives in Morris, Mexico, has a 40,000 square foot home, 5 bodyguards, was friends of El Pendiente Salinas at the time. He said that we're going to take our country. And I thought he was joking. And I looked up to laugh, and he wasn't. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, we're going to take back our country in America. And I said, and what do you think America is going to do? We take land. We don't give it back. They're not going to give it to you. And he said, America came to us with all the plans, what we're supposed to do, and when we're supposed to do it.
Yvonne, hold on. We've got a break. Don't go there.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountain. Howard Creek Resort is nestled convenient between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Show and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly said that the Iraqi war is unjust war. However, it miserably failed its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. Protestant ministers in Houston should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand their clergy to take the logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuing of the murder, carnage, and suffering being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts on this grave matter, hear the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. J. Michael Stevens is shipping a lot of store food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example, in 24 hours, Clementine Orange doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money isn't the problem. Availability is. Therefore, when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Yvonne, can you, with a reasonable amount of safety, can you say who the person was?
Yes, I can.
Who was it?
His name was Ramiro Gonzalez.
And why does that sound so familiar to me?
I don't know.
I've heard that name before.
No, when I met him just on a fluke because, I met him in Mexico, just a fluke. And then he had said something about he was in America all the time, or more than he was at home. I asked him, well, what kind of business are you in? He said, oh, construction. Well, I've been in the business for over 30 years, so I know something about it. And I said, well, what are you doing in the state over here? Are you buying property? He said, no. Oh, well, I buy shingles and stuff like that and take back to Mexico, which I knew that wasn't true. But I did know that he was here all the time. And at that time, in Texas a lot, and in Southern California and the Southern coastline.
Could he possibly be any relation to Alberto Gonzalez?
He's a Mexican Jew.
Could be.
Mm.
And I think Gonzalez is Alberto, I believe. I'm not sure of that because I asked Miro the minute I met, was he Jewish? And he denied it at first. And I said, I kept on. And I said, come on. And then he finally said, my mom was Jewish. So it could be. But I had invited, he said he wanted to come to San Francisco, and in San Francisco we always tell people, well, if you ever come to San Francisco, give me a call, I'll show you around. So about 3 months later, I got a call from him, and having dinner, when all of a sudden, that's when information just came out from nowhere, and I was just stunned. And then after he said that, I just let it drop, which is very much unlike me because I was kind of reeling from it. He said, we're also simpatico toward the Arabs. And I don't know what he meant by that either.
Simpatico? Does that mean Semitic, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That they, and asked me, hadn't I ever noticed that a lot of the Mexican people like Arabs, and I said, yes, and you have. The eyes. Well, he said, that's because we were conquered by the Arabs, he said, which was incorrect, but I knew what he was talking about. And then he said, when I asked him why he had the bodyguards, and he said because his family had been threatened, and that's because he was friends with Presidente Salinas. Then when he went back, I started noticing he was going up into, like, Utah and inland. And I didn't throw his card away. I still have his card for some reason. I kept noticing him, and I thought, well, it was so hard for me to believe, but he wasn't the kind of guy. He wasn't being braggadocio about it.
It was
really
a matter of fact.
When he said, well, the Americans came to us, we have our instructions, and I said, well, and now how are you going to do this? He said, sheer mass immersion. He said, oh, that's right. He said, they're going to get Mexicans into the government, so we can start infiltrating and making the laws. And I thought about him a lot when the immigration hit, and I tried to get in touch with him. At that time, he had a maquiladero program that Mexico and Americans had that was supposed to help the people, but in fact, the government took the first cut, and then people like Miro, who had the maquiladeros, took another cut, and the Mexicans that it was supposed to help got the scripts. But when I called, the number had been disconnected. But this was in 89, and later heard from a Pentagon guy on over the radio internet. It was the Randy Rhoads show. This Pentagon guy said that they had been discussing it 3 years before I heard.
All right, I'll tell you what. If Yvonne Manny, take her down. I'm gonna get the name and the phone number off of that guy's card. I'm gonna do a little backing here to see if, in fact, that he was not related. All right. Thank you for your call, Yvonne. Marcy Brooks. Hello, Marcy.
Michael.
Hello.
Michael.
Hello, Marcy. I'm here.
You dared me to listen.
Yes, I did. And no, you did, didn't you?
I did. And my heart is just burning. I was like, okay, I can do this 24 hours a day. I'll go crazy. But a lot of thoughts. One specifically addressing Mr. Dax.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping and praying that that mentality was just about gone in our country, and so disappointed that it's still there.
Well,
but I have to really agree, and the same thought is coming to me about the Mexicans. These people, if it's true that they really think that America is going to give America to them, they have to understand they're just pawns.
Exactly. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, John, but do they not teach in their schools down there that in the 1846 Treaty of Guadalupe, we took this territory away from them, and they're teaching
it.
We bought it, but it belongs to them, and under Aztlan, it is they're coming to claim it back.
La Reconquista.
Reconquista, Mecha, and La Raza, mm-hmm. Okay, these Mexican groups. So I'm sorry, Marcy.
No, any time we need to feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are being used.
Right.
That if we truly believe in a one-world government is trying to be developed, what better way to bring on America?
My question to you,
they're using is, you know, if we can invade America, if we can break down America's entire economy and our will to act,
mm-hmm.
you know, then that's another, it's just another ploy. It's just another way to break us down. But I have a solution.
Okay.
Okay? And it's going to sound so simplistic, but I've used it on so many levels. There is a scripture in Genesis chapter 11 that it's a principle. And at the time, it was used in a negative way, where God is talking about Tower of Babel,
mm-hmm.
that he said, these people are of one mind and will be impossible.
Okay.
If America can pull together, if we can put aside our petty differences and determine what you all were talking about a few minutes ago, to return to a nation of the Constitution, and that should be our only goal, to return to the nation of the Constitution, and if we would join our minds together, nothing will be impossible for us.
I agree. My only question to you is, how did you get so enlightened listening to RBN?
You think I've been sitting in a cave?
Well, you don't get out there on mainstream media.
No. I've certainly been in connection with a lot of people through the years.
Yeah.
I have a vast background, and so I've had my little toe into all of this stuff for years. And the tax movement was the one that totally caught me by surprise. But several of these other issues I've been aware of for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we could just understand that if we can put aside those petty differences and realize that freedom does come at a cost. You know, Thomas Paine said that heaven put a high cost on freedom.
And as we know,
we are at a time of crisis now.
I agree.
We need to return to that idea and unite. And I just applaud you gentlemen for doing this, and I'm so glad I discovered RBN.
Well, thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate it very much.
It's Marcy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marcy.
He was on the last call.
That's okay.
That's because my guy's phone.
And you thought I was a celebrity. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Marcy. Appreciate it very much. Marcy Brooks.
Okay.
My board operator's got to get my screen up to date here. This called Marcy, Yvonne,
uh-huh.
And Marcy's gone. Okay, wipe that. And Robert in Georgia is up. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, sir.
Good.
If I understand right, aren't there two more days for your truck out?
Yes, it is.
Then why are y'all giving up, man? This is just the first day.
Who's giving up?
Who said I was giving up? I'm just expressing
despair. I mean, it's just one day.
Well, okay, Robert. I'm not giving up, but I'm just reporting as to what's going on. And the woman that headed this thing up that was on the program earlier, she is at wit's end because she had pledges from thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but they didn't show up today. They didn't show up in Washington, D.C. They didn't show up down here in Texas. Apparently, they didn't show up any place in any capital of any state in this country.
Wow.
So we're not giving up. We're just saying that the first day here was a flop. I'm not looking forward to day two and day three as being any more positive the first day. But maybe this was the right thing to do at the wrong time. And
yeah,
that I'm going to encourage her not to give up and to do this again.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next 48 hours. I really hope there is a stronger turnout before all said and done.
I hope, too.
You bring John and I an 18-wheeler, and I'll guarantee you we'll be down there.
Sideways.
Well, like I said, just you can't give up on that. I spoke with you last week about what Ron Paul said, and religion and race aside, gentlemen. Unfortunately, with that lady, I'll have to disagree, and I'll have to endorse what that fella did. It may be drenching, but for the time, country is being torn apart, regardless of the catalyst for it. And I don't know if you've ever read or familiar with that supposed George Washington's visions of the Valley Forge. But I wholeheartedly believe there is going to be a third person that hits this one. And whether you like it or not, or Uncle Sam or whoever's listening, an armed conflict from the people within are going against the government and from outside and within at the same time, and it's unavoidable. It is commendable with that, what you're all trying to do with the truck out, and it's nice blending the religion and all that, but dudes, man, I mean, have you read that? Are you familiar with what the prophecy of Georgian was regarding the history of the United States?
Yeah, I read it several times. I haven't read it on the air before.
Oh, well, okay, and you know what I mean is it's going to be bad, and it is inevitable, but it's never set with the chance. This is going to have to be, I don't know what the word used for, but it's just you're going to have to get rid of a lot of the good, get rid of all the bad.
But you're the same that just told us that you thought we were giving up, okay? And what we're doing is everything that we can do short of the gun that you're talking about.
Oh, I understand, but
okay.
And I can do that, but I think it is inevitable, and people like that, you know, others disagree wholly. I hate the minority of this argument today, but unfortunately, and I'm not giving up either. Believe me, I'll be in right too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have to happen. That is going to have to happen because we have corruption. I know we've had corruption, the white man, Don told to say, is there, and I will acknowledge it's going to have to be eradicated. So, I mean, even some of the good people have that bad, and it's going to have to be gone. So that bad seed can never no longer flourish.
I understand. And Robert, what's at issue here is how this was taken over. Who initiated the takeover of this country and the direction of it? They did it through our politicians, our president. They did it through high-level people in this country that have sold us down the river. We didn't have this problem before when we had people that weren't willing to sell us out and our heritage out and sell us down the proverbial tubes.
Well, see, you speak of the heritage, and a few people demean that Mr. Dex or Dex fellow, whatever his name or first name, but I think that's what he was alluding to. I mean, like it or not, heritage is...
You're breaking up. Are you on a phone?
Yes, I am. I'm a job site. I called you about 2 weeks ago. I marched against the illegals last year, and I felt the love, okay?
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, like that other lady just said, they are being used as a tool, and I'm going to be in there for the fight when that fight comes, but I do believe that part is to be inevitable. I just do.
Well, and that is a tool, and Robert, that is a tool of the globalists to come in and pry countries. I mean, to look at what we just did to Iraq.
Oh, sure. It's in shambles.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about
it. And they keep referring to sectarian violence. Well, now they're over their walls like we saw between East and West Germany.
Absolutely.
What we saw the Israelis use against the Palestinians. It's the same thing.
But I also think, you know, to bring a little bit of that religious tone back into it, and for those who aren't familiar with the George Washington's prophecies, if you look at the you know, as long as there are stars in the sky, so shall the Union remain. I mean, it's going to go through this crisis regardless. But we will come out glorious, like you all say, and that chaff is gone.
I understand.
It's going to be eradicated, but it's just, you know, it's like taking bitter medicine. It don't taste good. You want to do it, but you have to do it to get rid of your sickness.
The cure is in the medicine. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your call, sir.
Thanks for your time, and don't give up. Ain't over, fellas.
All righty. Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. To the truck out in Madison, Wisconsin, and there were no trucks there.
Yeah, that was a problem apparently across the country.
We need to keep going. We need to set up local workers. I'm willing to give up my handout. I went to truck stops, and no one knew about this is basically the problem. Because media has been hijacked. internationalists. I'm sure you know there's no left, there's no right anymore. And I've been researching for a very long time, John, and probably the most helpful documentary I've ever seen is called The Money Masters, and it's on Google, and it's free.
I think I've seen that.
Masters, yeah.
It's about how they took over the Federal Reserve, and it's all just a big Ponzi scheme. They issue currency, and they charge us interest on it, and that's something we can do ourselves.
But right. now they're holding us hostage to that. It wasn't an agreement. It was basically a takeover. And the Congress, again, back in 1913 and last century, sold us out, sold our money system over to a private concern, and they now control not only the currency and our economy in this country, they control it worldwide.
Right, right.
And that's what's going on in Iran and Iraq right now, and soon to be Syria. Anybody else that's not going to play with the banksters, the international gangsters, same thing is going to happen to them.
Right.
They mean to have their new world order. You know, it's kind of funny. Somebody at that truck stop that you were talking about, the only two people that showed up at that stop,
mm-hmm.
compiled Lou Dobbs series.
Right.
Actually, the John Birch Society put out.
Right.
And Lou Dobbs was bold enough to talk about the New World Order, even showed the Bush clip, Dad Bush, in front of the United Nations, saying, coming into view, here is a New World Order.
Right.
With Lou Dobbs on CNN talking about the New World Order, 10 years ago, they were calling anti-government.
That's right. And yeah. Quayle talked about it. There's a list of top government officials who have spoken about the New World Order, and these people are the ones creating this sectarian violent Mexican invasion. This symptom, the real power lies in the central bankers who are causing all this, and they own our politicians, they own our schools. I mean, they own the think tanks, they own our media. And that's another thing I wanted you to talk more about, John, and you're doing it, is decentralization of the media. I believe there should be a radio station in every town over 200 people. I mean, it's common sense.
I understand. Hey, Mark, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. We got five more calls to get in here, and we got about 8 minutes left on the program. Charlie in Massachusetts. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to make another comment about the trucker rally thing there.
Yeah.
I actually wandered on last night. I interviewed her, and, you know, she was all excited. In fact, we were all excited for her and anxiously anticipating hearing some real positive turnout with this thing. I mean, she sounded like she literally got thousands of responses, just with this big, massive turnout she's expecting. And now to see this happen, it's just, I have to say, I'm very disappointed.
Well, I am too, but as I said, Charlie, who do you host for?
Well, last was on an internet platform called Pal Talk. I actually have my own radio show, but I wasn't running that last night. It was just a chat forum on the internet.
Okay.
We had, I don't know, 50, 60 listeners. But anyway, you know, we had a trucker that had called in, too, a friend of hers. He was part of the conference. And, you know, he's real positive. He was expecting a good turnout. And then to see this dismal response. Truckers out there, I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed. You guys, man, you got to get on the ball here.
But the seed has been planted. And,
right, and she did say that she's going to have another one coming up in June. So mm-hmm. I hope that, you know, as they become part of this more and more, that there's going to be, you know, a far better response. Because this doesn't just entail truckers. What, you know, what this is about is all of America.
Oh, I agree. And, as you know, she's going to have another one in June. As these truckers come over from these 100 Mexican trucking companies, I guarantee you they're going to become aware of it very quick if they're not already. It'll be pandemonium, I think.
Right. I just, you know, I hope she doesn't get discouraged. I hope she continues pushing this.
Well, as we got the call from Florida, and this guy had spent 25 years in the military, and he was attached to military intelligence, it sounded like. The feedback that he was getting was that, well, the truckers were kind of for this, but didn't know if it was legitimate or not. So
right.
Which, to me, the chapters across this country have to be set up for contact points. Yes, it is legit. Yes, this is what we are doing, and this is when we are doing it and why we're doing it. I think the only thing that I gleaned from that is they wanted to, but they wanted to know it was legitimate, and it wasn't just a joke.
Right.
I think that the pump has been primed. Now it's time to start pumping that pump and then get it going again. And I think we'll be suited after May 1st, their demonstrations in America, after the NAFTA trucks come rolling up over the border on our highways. I think more and more of these guys are going to see this and go, wait a minute. Yeah, I think we need something like that. So I'm going to talk to Wanda Piety, and we're going to do this again.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the more you wait, the worse it gets, the harder it's going to be to turn this around. Now's the time to really to do this. Stan, it's not just the economy at stake here, as I'm sure you've brought out. It's our system of government. It's our constitution. It's our dollar. We're not going to have a dollar anymore.
Right.
In 3 years from today, we're going to be under the emerald. I mean, we're going to be down to third world status.
Charlie, do me a favor. Mr. Producer, take Charlie down, get his number from him. Charlie, I'm going to call the number. I'm going to talk to you later at length.
Okay.
All right. Just hang on 1 second here. He's on number five. Okay, you got it? Okay, let me go to Tom in Mississippi. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. I think our last chance is to pardon these politicians with $1 million campaign funds. I think if we can make it be known to the people that these multinational corporations are financing these people that are destroying our country, then maybe a patriot can get his nose under the tent there and get elected to some of these offices. And if we put it over big enough, then the more money they spend, the worse they look. I don't know. Everybody, like the lady said a while ago, everybody has to get together and get on the same page. But if we can make that happen, then we got a chance of taking our government back over with a new party. It doesn't matter what party. Restore the Constitution.
I understand. Tom, thank you for your call. Let me go to Art Pollock here. He's on line zero. Do we have a line zero? Go ahead, Art.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Wanda just called me a minute ago because I've been promoting this big time with her, and she is getting reports, particularly out of the D.C. area, that there actually was a large convoy of trucks going into D.C., and that they were stopped, and every one of them were ticketed for convoying. Now, I don't know if she has confirmed that, but that is what is getting back to her right now, that there was actually several hundred trucks there that were all pulled over, told they could not come onto the Beltway, and every one of them was ticketed.
All right, Art, I hope somebody got video of this. We caution people before, take your video cameras with you, get this on tape so we can show and demonstrate that there was organized resistance against this. All right, Art, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Very quickly, you got 30 seconds. Morris in Texas. Hello, Morris.
Hey, Mr. Miller, I really appreciate you. I just want to encourage people to get on Access Television, where they have Channel 17 in Austin. I know Channel 6 is edited. I don't know about the rest of the stations, but if you can get on a public forum on an Access station on the government channel, this is another way we can communicate with the people in power.
All right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Morris. Mr. Herzog, we're out of time.
Hey, good show.
All right. We'll get a hold of Wanda Piety. We'll have her on the program again. We're going to pick up the pieces from this, and we are going to put it back together, and we will continue.
Yes.
We don't have any other options.
Nope. You're right.
All right. Thank you, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
It's true.